Our reading today comes from the book of Isaiah. There are two passages, and I'd like to read them to you. Reading from the New Revised Standard Version. First of all, Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed. Righteousness, but heard a cry. And now from Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 5. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity on the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. This is a sign of Advent to come, the springing from the rod of Jesse. Here ends our reading for today.
You may or may not be aware of the vineyard movement that emerged here in Southern California in the 1970s. The Jesus People movement of the 60s was a spiritual awakening within the hippie culture in the United States, as thousands of young people found themselves on a desperate search to experience God. Not finding God through drugs, sex, or rock and roll, the hippies were one of the subcultures powerfully impacted by the charismatic movement within the church and ministries such as Calvary Chapel, birthed here in Southern Cal and Costa Mesa. Calvary Chapel would spread out, and they sent Ken Gullickson to start a new church in West LA in 1974 that would be known as the First Vineyard Church. This would spark a movement of vineyard churches planted in 1975. And believing that God instructed him so, Ken gave the official name Vineyard, based from Isaiah's use of the metaphor vineyard here, and Jesus' similar use in the importance of being connected to the vine. It's interesting that the Vineyard Fellowship would use praise and worship music as a key part of communicating its message of loving and experiencing God. Its record label, Vineyard Worship, would have a huge impact upon contemporary Christian music today and praise and worship music throughout many churches. And I would like to imagine that Vineyard Fellowship, and especially the music label Vineyard Worship, might attribute our scripture text this morning as their early roots. perhaps Vineyard Worship's early song. The prophet Isaiah earlier had already spoken judgment upon the unfaithful for offering worship, animal sacrifices that were meaningless, because the people would praise with their lips and words, but they would go back to living in ways that did not please God. Their worship was not truly from the heart. It's as if they come to church Sunday to praise God and offer prayers, but then immediately leave, spending the rest of the week far, far from God. So Isaiah tries something very creative. He decides to now sing his sermon. Wow. Isaiah sings a love song for God. Hopefully this song would be able to get the Israelites' attention in a new way. I mean, everyone likes to hear a love song, right? Let me sing for my beloved a love song concerning my vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. Well, he dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with the best of vines. He even built a watchtower right in their midst, waiting for the best harvest ever. But then it turned so very sad, 'cause the fruit was very bad. I don't know what melody he's saying, but those were the words. This love song with God as the gardener who carefully, passionately, and lovingly tended to Israel, God's choicest vine, to ensure that this vineyard would grow, flourish, and grow delicious fruit. But what is planted by God's hands is wrecked by human sin. God's hopes and expectations are disappointed. God cries out in this song, "What else could I have done for my vineyard that I haven't already tried?" Frustrated by the vineyard's lack of response to God's tender care, God's way forward is judgment because there was no justice in the land, no righteousness. And the results are devastating. The protection that God previously gave is removed, and God will refuse to work in the vineyard. The scripture here ends in chapter 5 with God's commitment to destroy the vineyard. That's hard news. As we now turn to Isaiah 11, we begin from that image of destruction to now an image of a damaged plant. A shoot coming from the stump of Jesse. And Jesse is the father of King David. The scripture imagines a new beginning from David's line. There is a hopeful future again. That the Spirit of God would rest on this ruler, resulting in justice and righteousness for the poor, the lowly of the land. Life would emerge from death. This is the way of God. God worked through Abraham, Ishmael, Moses, Joshua, the nation of Israel, David, Mary, Jesus. Isaiah 11 emphasizes that hope comes in an embodied form, in the form of a king who would reign and radically change the world. It would be a place of peace and full of the knowledge of the Lord. As we begin to look ahead, perhaps to the season of Advent approaching, we might connect this text to the birth, the ministry of Jesus. But if we just listen to the news this week, we realize that hunger and homelessness continues. We hear corruption of leaders. We continue to hear of families divided and separated, not just the asylum seekers and immigrants in our country, but I even read this morning reports of similar behaviors leaking from China too, where Muslim ethnic minorities are placed into internment camps. In our neighboring community of Santa Clarita, a 16-year-old student shared during our peace prayer, took his life, shot over five, two other students fatally lost their lives. Violence and mass shootings continue. This was just the 11th shooting, school shooting this year. Just like in Isaiah 5, instead of justice, God sees violence. Instead of righteousness, God hears the cries of victims. And Isaiah 11 reminds us that the work of Christ is not complete. We continue to long for the second coming of Christ. We long for the completion of creation. Isaiah 11 urges us to intercede and to continue to work for peace, justice, righteousness, and creation's promised destiny. We can do better. We should do better. How many have seen the movie Harriet? Anybody? Not yet? Oh, you should see it. Harriet would use music as a signal to call people to run with her for freedom. Perhaps the songs were her sermon too. Harriet spiritually felt called by God to stand up in the face of injustice in her time, slavery. She would fight and help lead many to freedom with the Underground Railroad. What are the unjust situations in your sphere of life and influence right now that God may be calling you? How can we be a voice for the voiceless, an advocate for those who are oppressed? How can we stand for righteousness? Last August, I went to a San Bernardino clergy meeting because I'm a chaplain for Dignity Health, St. Bernardino Medical Center in San Bernardino. And so the clergy meeting was hosted at one of our sister congregations, First Congregation of San Bernardino, United Church of Christ. And I found out that they had some people renting their space. A group of people from the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council that supports the Riverside and San Bernardino counties for the Ryan White funding for HIV and AIDS care. Well, that connection and God perhaps opening doors led me to say yes. And last Thursday at Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, I was appointed to serve on this council, working with the Board of Supervisors for Riverside and San Bernardino. And what's even amazing, my hospital gave me full support to even use my time, company time, to be on this as ministry from the hospital. Wow, and I get to serve a new population now in two counties. That's huge. God might surprise you with opportunities in your sphere of life and influence to work for justice and righteousness. Are you open to hearing? Are you open to serving? It's interesting how saying yes to the opportunities in this church when I interned or served as a moderator would like grow me in skills and things. You never know the things you're doing now, what that might lead to later on. But it's led me as a chaplain now to continue to seek out justice and righteousness and advocating for the poor and sick in my hospital. In serving on ethics committees, helping to advocate for those who have no voice to make their decisions on their behalf. To even have the courage to serve as the HOA president of my condo building where I live. I don't think I would have ever done that if I wasn't a moderator here at this church, to be honest. And to even think about the HIV Planning Council, too, because I had no experience before working with congregational kind of, you know, style of leadership, polity. So you might just be surprised when you're open. Perhaps God might be surprising you, too, as we continue to work for justice and to continue to work for righteousness. The needs around us are great. And Isaiah would say, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Maybe that should be our prayer too. "Here am I, Lord, send me." Amen.